This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, this is Daniel Bilz with the news, the headlines. The Romanian President Klaus Iohannis is attending the summit of the EU leaders. Romania's Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu is paying a working visit to the United Arab Emirates. And the European Commissioner for Home Affairs, Ylva Johansson, has voiced hope that a certain date will be set this year for Romania and Bulgaria's fully-fledged accession to the Schengen zone, as proposed by the European Commission. President Klaus Iohannis said that he wanted to solve as quickly as possible the problems that the Romanian citizens still have at the airports of some European countries, despite the fact that Romania entered Schengen with air borders. The statement was made before the European summit in Brussels, where a report requested by the Council mentions the need for the total integration of Romania and Bulgaria into the Schengen area as a measure that will boost the single market. The Council's agenda includes the situation in Ukraine, a country that needs more military aid and is facing problems in the energy infrastructure following the Russian bombings. The European leaders will also discuss the tense situation in the Middle East generated by the crisis in Gaza and the tensions between Israel and Iran. The Romanian Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu is paying a working visit to the United Arab Emirates on Thursday and Friday. An important objective of this visit is the consolidation of the economic component, with an emphasis on attracting Emirati investments. The Prime Minister is to meet with Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the United Arab Emirates and ruler of the Emirate of Abu Dhabi, with other senior Emirati officials, with representatives of relevant companies in the United Arab Emirates, as well as with members of the Romanian community there. The agenda of the visit also includes a plenary meeting of the delegations, during which there will be an exchange of bilateral documents in areas of common interest. The Prime Minister Ciolacu stated that he wanted to strengthen cooperation relations with the United Arab Emirates from a political and economic perspective. Romania continues to attract Emirati investors in the air infrastructure, the modernization and expansion of Otopeni Airport being a viable project of our collaboration, said Marcel Ciolacu. He added that projects in the fields of digitization, energy and agriculture also correspond to Romania's interests. In the first part of this tour in the Persian Gulf area, Marcel Ciolacu had talks on Wednesday in Qatar on economic topics. He stated that he wanted Romania to become the entry gate of this state's investments in the European Union. The European Commissioner for Home Affairs, Ylva Johansson, has voiced hope that a certain date will be set this year for Romania and Bulgaria's fully-fledged accession to the Schengen zone, as proposed by the European Commission. While in Bulgarian capital Sofia, the EU official held talks with both the Bulgarian Interior Minister Calin Stoyanov and the Romanian one Cătălin Predoiu. In late March, Romania and Bulgaria joined Europe's border-free area only with their air and maritime borders. Controls are still carried out at the land borders. A group made up of 20 children and two teachers who were blocked by the latest heavy rainfalls in Dubai, are to be repatriated on Friday on board of the plane, which also carried Romania's Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu to the region. We recall that a Romanian delegation headed by Ciolacu is presently visiting that country. Romania's Foreign Minister Luminița Odobescu says that the Romanian Foreign Ministry is making efforts to repatriate all the Romanians affected by the storms and flooding affecting the Emirates. According to her, a group of connationals have already been brought to Romania, whereas a second one is still in Dubai but is keeping in touch both with the ministry's representatives and with the air carrier. And that was the news.
The Romanians' voting intention ahead of the European Parliament elections in June has increased considerably compared to 5 years ago. I'm Elena Enache with more on this topic in a report by Daniela Budu. Romania recorded the second largest increase in the voting intention in this year's European elections compared to 2019 after the Czech Republic, reaching 74%, which is by 19% more than in the latest elections 5 years ago, according to the latest edition of the Eurobarometer made public on Wednesday. Nevertheless, Romania is not part of the first third of EU states in terms of number of people who plan to cast their vote in the European elections scheduled for June. Asked if they would vote in the European elections if the polls were to take place next week, almost three-quarters of Romanians said they would probably vote, and only 6% say they probably wouldn't vote. Almost half of Romanians continue to have a totally positive image of the European Parliament, just like last autumn, although the share of people who have a totally negative image has increased to 19%. At the same time, more than half of Romanians would like the European Parliament to play a more important role in the future, a share similar to the EU average, while 37% would like the institution to play a less important role. Moreover, over a half of Romanians say that for them personally, it is important to vote in the European elections. 40% say that the vote has a medium importance, while 5% say that the election is not that important. More important for Romanians is the vote in the national elections, which 63% say is highly important, one-third that it is of medium importance and only 3% that it is of low importance. Romanians also believe that the main themes that should be discussed in the European election campaign are the support for the economy and for the creation of new jobs and public health, and also the fight against poverty and social exclusion. Asked what values the European Parliament should defend as a priority in the next 5 years, the Romanians placed first democracy, respect for national identities, culture and traditions in the member states, and solidarity between the EU member states and between its regions. No less than 45% of Romanians believe that things are heading in the right direction in the European Union, well above the European average, while 41% claim that things are heading in the wrong direction, while the EU average is 49%. Only 34% of Romanians believe that in general things are going in the right direction in the country, while 57% say that things are going in the wrong direction. However, Romanians are more optimistic than the EU average that their standard of living will increase in the next 5 years and less pessimistic about their living standard decreasing during this period. Also, Romanians are more optimistic than the EU average that the country's economy will be better in a year, but they are at the same level in terms of confidence in the future of the European Union. Finally, according to the Eurobarometer, the majority of Romanians believe that their country has benefited from joining the European Union, and only 30% do not believe that. We remind you that in Romania, the European parliamentary elections will take place on the same day as the local ones, on June 9.
The Prime Minister of Romania, Marcel Ciolacu, has held talks with the Qatari authorities about major investments in infrastructure, energy, agriculture and other economic sectors. We bring you more in a report by Leila Kamil. Romania can be the door to Qatar's investment in the European Union, Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu said in Doha on Wednesday during talks with his Qatari counterpart Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim Al Thani. The Romanian Prime Minister underlined that the two states have the capacity to build an in-depth partnership that might acquire strategic values. According to the Prime Minister, the bilateral partnership with Qatar should be extremely pragmatic and built around concrete economic projects and investments. Marcel Ciolacu explained this is the reason why he was accompanied by several ministers in his cabinet, holders of portfolios from strategic areas of mutual interest, such as transport, energy, economy, agriculture and digitalization. Several bilateral cooperation documents were signed during the working visit to Doha, with the value of the projects presented by the Romanian officials exceeding 15 billion euros. In their turn, the Qatari authorities stated their interest in getting Bucharest's support to promote their priorities in relation to the European Union. One of the Romanian government delegation's objectives is the Black Sea port of Constanța in southeastern Romania that offers multiple logistical opportunities and which will certainly play an important role when the reconstruction of Ukraine begins. Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu.
Our priority is the port of Constanța, which has become the most important distribution hub at the Black Sea for Central and Eastern Europe.
We will also discuss the possibility of developing other infrastructure projects, including ways to increase the capacity of the Timișoara International Airport to finance the construction of the Comarnic-Brașov Highway and upgrade the Predeal-Brașov Railway. We are talking about mature projects that can be carried out through public-private partnership, Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu. In another move, the Romanian Prime Minister mentioned the opportunity created by the new natural gas exploitation works in the Black Sea and emphasized the Romanian specialists' expertise in the field. According to Marcel Ciolacu, these are elements that can facilitate the involvement of prominent Romanian relevant companies in programs designed to develop the oil output through advanced methods of hydrocarbon recovery from mature or hard-to-reach deposits in Qatar. As far as agriculture is concerned, talks focus particularly on ways to facilitate the export of Romanian produce to Qatar under mutually beneficial terms. On this occasion, a memorandum of understanding was signed between the two states regarding cooperation in the field of veterinary quarantine, the import and export of living stock and poultry not affected by epidemics and contagious diseases. Prime Minister Ciolacu also underlined that Romania has a competitive advantage in such fields as real estate, tourism, IT and cyber security, the defense industry and mineral waters. All these, the Prime Minister pointed out, offer opportunities for direct Qatari investments in the Romanian economy and pave the way for the development of an in-depth bilateral partnership. That was Radio Newsreel on Radio Romania International, broadcasting from Bucharest. You can also find us online at www.rri.ro and on Facebook.
Time now for Hit of the Day on Radio Romania International. You're invited to listen to highly acclaimed pop singer Irina Rimes and one of her hits, Both of Us Are Sick.
De noi suntem bolnavi amândoi, pierduți, prăvuiți, ne scoatem din minți unul pe altul. Cine face primul salt, actul în sine e tot o formă de iubire. E toxică iubirea ta, dar cumva încă ține. Încă mă mai
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Traveler's Guide.
Hello and welcome to our travel feature. I am Călin Coțoiu. The Gates of Transylvania cultural tourism route has a length of 1,141 kilometers, and the more than 100 tourist sites with cultural value included in this program can be visited by road over 16 days. It is a tourist product developed at the national level on the initiative of the Brasov Ethnography Museum, the Rășinari City Hall from Sibiu County, and the Association for Intercommunity Development and Tourism from Bistrița Năsăud. The cultural tourist routes are an instrument through which the European Commission and the tourism ministries of European Union countries try to create a framework for a unitary and harmonious development of tourism activities and the valorization of local, regional, national, or international cultural heritage in a coherent way. The Transylvanian Gates route was designed to offer authentic experiences, said Dr. Alexandru Stănescu, manager of the Brașov Ethnography Museum. It was not by chance that cities like Sibiu, Brașov, and Bistrița were chosen, which in fact were gateway to the Principality of Transylvania and to the Kingdom of Hungary. They are gates through which the West met Eastern Europe and the Ottoman Empire at one point in time. The gates worked in both directions, meaning they took goods, culture, and Oriental civilization towards the Western and Central Europe, but they also allowed certain goods, objects, ideas, cultural influences from the West to pass over the Carpathians into Romania and the Balkans. We thought that such a route would, on the one hand, be in line with the historical evolution of this area, and on the other hand, it would include some generous ideas, such as multiculturalism, the idea of tolerance, and some unique cultural experiences in tourism. Since we are talking about three gates, one can start from any of them. You can start from Sibiu towards Brașov, through the secular area to Bistrița. You can start from Brașov to Sibiu or Bistrița. Or you can start from Bistrița to the other areas. The Gates of Transylvania cultural tourism route was conceived as a superlative of Romanian tourism in the mountainous area and for the south and east of Transylvania, continues Dr. Alexandru Stănescu, manager of the Brașov Ethnography Museum.
We have old Saxon and Romanian towns, medieval burghs, fortresses, castles, which are perhaps the most famous. For example, we have Sibiu, Brașov, Bistrița. Then, if we talk about castles and fortresses, we have Bran and Cetatea Făgărașului. We have fortified Saxon churches in all three counties. We have a land of mansions in the secular area. We have Orthodox monasteries, such as the monastery at Sâmbăta de Sus, which is special. Basically, it is a sum of destinations that are well-known, special, and that offer almost all types of tourism. For example, cultural tourism involves visiting museums, such as the Făgăraș Citadel Museum, the Brașov Ethnography Museum, the History Museum, Bran Castle, the Râșnov Citadel, the Bistrița County Museum, the Museum of Border Guards in Năsăud. All these museums give a complete picture of multiculturalism, the character of the inhabitants of the area, and the traditions. The trip on the Gates of Transylvania cultural tourist route could start straight from the Brașov Museum of Ethnography. It is a regional museum which presents the life and cultural heritage of at least three communities in southern Transylvania, namely Romanians, Saxons, and Hungarians. From another point of view, it also represents a special area. Medieval and modern Brașov played for the Principality of Transylvania and for the Romanian countries, the role that perhaps Venice played for a good part of Italy. It was a gateway for the Orient to the European area, to the Christian area. It is a place that even today attracts with its special architecture and special landscapes. The traditional garb in this area is very well preserved and has a high degree of authenticity among Romanians, Hungarians, and Saxons alike. In the museum, we have presented the costumes of the Juni from Șchei Brașovului and Brașovul Vechi. We have elements of additional clothes and whole costumes of the Saxons. We have artifacts. We have installations that somehow show the inventiveness and the level of prosperity that this community has had since the Middle Ages. People would have unforgettable experiences. They would see a museum that reflects an ever-modern and ever-prosperous community. The other stop on the Gates of Transylvania cultural tourism route proposed by Dr. Alexandru Stănescu is the village of Reșinari. Due to the way in which local traditions are preserved with sanctity, but also incredible beauty, Reșinari has officially received the title Best Tourism Village awarded by the World Tourism Organization. This has been Traveler's Guide.
Working in Romania.
Welcome to Working in Romania with me, Eugen Nastan. According to the Municipal Employment Agency, the unemployment rate in Romania's capital city, Bucharest, in March stood at 0.84%, down by 0.01% as against the February rate. The agency has revealed that in late March, registered were 10,611 unemployed people, of whom 6,176 were women. Of the total number of unemployed, 1,750 of them receive the unemployment benefits. As for the reported unemployment age bracket, most of them, 2,690, are aged between 40 and 49. Also, the highest percentage of the unemployed persons, 32.69%, is provided by the high school graduates. Available in Bucharest are 9,525 vacancies at the moment. According to percentages made public by the Harghita Employment Agency, between 25 and 30% of the jobs registered with the agency are still vacant because of the shortage of skilled workers. The head of the institution's labor market and special economy department, Jano Edit, stated, commerce, services, constructions or goods road transportation are worst hit by the shortage, while jobs stay vacant for a couple of months. The head of Harghita County's employment agency went on to say the agency was in no position to organize vocational training courses for drivers, a job which is extremely sought after, yet they have tried to organize courses in the field of constructions, rather unsuccessfully, however, because of the mentality of male job seekers, who are hard to persuade that having a vocational training certificate is a plus on the labor market. Jano Edit also stated the most sought-after jobs have the lowest turnover rate, since many people spend a short time with the companies they hired by, only to quit in search for a higher income later on. In March 2024, the number of vacancies Harghita County's employment agency made public stood at 991, while in February such vacancies stood at 1,000. Statistical data also show that in March, 319 people were hired who registered with the agency, while 310 such persons were hired in February. Work inspectors have placed 30 fines worth more than 240,000 lei, roughly 48,000 euros, as a result of the inspections carried over April the 1st and the 6th, southwestern Romania's Gorj Territorial Work Inspectorate has announced. According to the aforementioned source, over April the 1st and the 6th, 34 inspections were carried, targeting the work relations, but also the field of job safety and health. Regarding the work relations, the most frequently encountered deficits had to do with allowing people to do their work with no prior written conclusion of the labour contracts. The daily evidence of the employees' working hours was another flaw. Also, the most often encountered deficiencies that were reported in the field of work safety and health were failing to wear the individual protection gear and failing to provide the required training for the employees. And that was working in Romania.
Next in this program, sports.
Hello, this is Daniel Beals at the microphone. The Romanian Kayak Canoe School is one of the world's strongest schools. Along the years, its athletes have obtained 10 Olympic victories, out of which 8 have been won by the canoe sprinters. Names like Leon Rotman or Ivan Patsaikin have made history in this sports discipline. The latest great champion of the Romanian canoe sprinting is Florin Popescu. Together with his teammate Mitica Pricop, he managed to reap gold in the C2 1000 race at the Olympic Games in Sydney after a break of 16 years. As a coincidence, the last Olympic title in canoe sprinting had been obtained also in a C2 1000 race by Ivan Patsaikin and Toma Simeonov in Los Angeles in 1984. Florin Popescu was born on August the 30th, 1974 in Iancujianu, Old County, Southern Romania. He compelled international recognition together with Mitica Pricop as early as 1999 at the European Championships in Zagreb, where the two became gold medalists in the 500-meter race and bronze in the 1,000-meter contest. After Sydney, in 2001, at the European Championships in Milan, the two canoe sprinters won gold in both the 500 and 1000 meter races. In 2002, Pricop was replaced in the boat by Silviu Simeochencu, and with the new teammate Florin Popescu again topped the rankings in 2002 and 2003, where he also reaped the world title in the 1000 meters. Unfortunately, in Athens in 2004, Popescu and Simeochencu failed to step onto the podium by small margins, coming fourth both in the 500-meter and 1,000-meter races. Popescu withdrew from competitions after Athens but came back for a short time to be part of Romania's four, who emerged as gold medalists in the 1,000-meter race at the European Championship in Poznan, which was also the last notable performance obtained by this famous canoe sprinter. Florin Popescu is now a coordinator coach of Romania's Olympic canoe team. In the end, we remind you that you can revisit this report on the internet at rri.ro as well as on Radio Romania International's Facebook profile.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Coming up next in the program, here is Music Highlights. I'm Eugen Nastan. We have prepared for today a selection of pieces performed by musicians belonging to three generations. To begin with, here's Romanian-Canadian pianist Maia Badian performing her own composition, Music and Meditations.
Thank you.
Next up in the programme, here is The Waltz by Dmitri Shostakovich. Performing is the George Enescu Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Christian Mandel. The recording was made in Berlin in July 2023. We end music highlights today with an excerpt from Henry Wieniawski's Bolognese Brillante. Performing is violinist Liviu Prunaru, accompanied by pianist Horia Mihail.
Thank you.
Living Romania. You are listening to Radio Romania International. Coming up next on Radio Romania International, in the spotlight.
Hello, dear friends, and welcome to a new edition of our weekly feature In the Spotlight, the program that brings you the latest in Romania's international life. This is Daniel Biel to the microphone. Stay tuned. The U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, arrived in Romania in early April, where she met the country's Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu, government ministers and private sector leaders with whom she discussed Romania's important contributions to regional cooperation, including emergency energy assistance to Ukraine, as well as the long-term benefits of infrastructure investments for both Romania and Ukraine. The U.S. official also toured the Rome Expo Refugee Center and listened to the experience of Ukrainian refugees and discussed the role they would play in Ukraine's recovery. Taking the floor during the news conference occasioned by the visit she paid to the Rome Expo Refugee Center, the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, said she was grateful to be here with the refugees and listen to their stories.
I'm really moved and grateful to be with all of you here today to hear the stories from some extraordinary Ukrainian refugees and to see firsthand the generous acts of kindness from the Romanian people. I want to extend gratitude from the United States for Romania's solidarity with Ukraine. Since February 2022, Romania has provided humanitarian gateway to around 7 million Ukrainians forced to flee their homes, 70,000 of which still find safety here in Romania.
Romania has constantly provided Ukraine with energy, equipment, fuel and electricity, and has also invested in its infrastructure in order to be able to support the transit of the Ukrainian grain. Here is the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, with more.
Romania has also consistently provided Ukraine with energy equipment, fuel, discounted electricity, and emergency grid balancing assistance. And Romania has invested in road, in rail, in port infrastructure to enable the transport of more than 45 million tons of Ukrainian grain through the Danube corridor. Your generosity has befitted Ukraine and has strengthened Romania's position as a regional leader.
According to the U.S. official, Ukraine is fighting for nothing less than to preserve and protect the Euro-Atlantic system of free ideas, free markets, and free people.
This is a dire moment for Ukraine. Over the last 2 weeks, devastating Russian missile and drone strikes have led to significant destruction of energy infrastructure, massive blackouts, and demolished buildings, including in Kyiv, Kharkiv, Odessa, and Western Ukraine. I know you deeply understand that Ukraine is fighting for nothing less than to preserve and protect the Euro-Atlantic system of free ideas, free markets, free peoples. And the Ukrainians are fighting for their rightful place as a prosperous, independent, open country integrated into the EU. Ukraine's economic recovery and European integration will be built on economic cooperation in exports, energy, tech, and reconstruction across the Western Black Sea region.
Romania's support for Ukraine is not an act of solidarity with a European neighbor, but it's also positioning Romania to be a launch pad for and to play a leading role in Ukraine's reconstruction.
Your support for Ukraine is not only an act of solidarity with your European neighbor, but is also positioning Romania to be a launch pad for and to play a leading role in Ukraine's reconstruction, leading to greater regional economic growth for Ukrainians and for Romanians. The Romanian government and the private sector get it, that the time for Ukraine to think about its economic recovery is now, and that doing so will not only benefit Ukraine, but the broader region as well. I had the pleasure to meet with about 50 great Romanian companies this morning. They're a fabulous resource for Romania, for Ukraine, and for the United States. They told me about the opportunities and some of the challenges they are facing in Romania as they look to be part of the common project of Ukraine's recovery. The United States is committed to supporting this effort, which means passing the package of security and economic assistance for Ukraine in our Congress. I strongly encourage Speaker Johnson to bring the bill to the floor that President Biden can sign so we can get Ukraine the assistance that it so desperately needs.
The U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, thanked Romania on behalf of the United States for demonstrating leadership in the face of Russia's war.
It also means working with Ukraine to accelerate reforms, support key infrastructure development, unlock new risk mitigation tools, and reintegrate its veterans and, of course, its refugee population. We are reinforcing this work across key sectors and geographies in areas which we believe Ukraine has an authentic right to win. I would again like to thank the government and the people of Romania on behalf of the United States for demonstrating leadership in the face of Russia's war. We are grateful for all you have done and all that you continue to do to support Ukraine as it fights against Putin and for its freedom. And let me just close by saying that this is my first time in Romania, and you have a beautiful city here in Bucharest. Also, congratulations in joining the air and port Schengen zone. I experienced it firsthand yesterday. In fact, I was one of the first passengers to come into the airport where we landed, which was passport free.
Also attending the conference, Raed Arafat, State Secretary with the Romanian Ministry of Home Affairs, referred to the concerted actions involving Romanian and international institutions aimed at providing support for Ukraine.
I think that we are in a very representative building today. And the reason why we wanted that the special representative sees this building is because this building represents the integrated approach we had in Romania from the first day of the war of aggression against Ukraine. From the beginning, the Romanian society, individuals, local authorities, national authorities, after which we also had the international organizations arriving and supporting us, we all approached together the tragedy that, as Victoria said, the tragedy that took place because of the aggression against Ukraine. We started working together, we continued working together, and we continued working on developing the support that we can give it to Ukraine. In this building, we have international organizations, we have national organizations, we have European representatives also, the police, the migration, and so on, which all together created a one-stop shop for the Ukrainian refugees to get the support that they should and they must get from Romania during their stay here or during the transition.
You have been listening to our regular feature In the Spotlight. Until next time, from me, Daniel Biltz, it's goodbye and good listening.
Focus on Romania. Coming up next on Radio Romania International. Simply Folk.
Welcome to Simply Folk with me, Eugen Nasta. You're invited to listen to a traditional love song from the repertoire of Izabela Tomita, a traditional music vocalist hailing from Craiova in southern Romania.
And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe has come to an end. You can listen to our next program at 20:30 hours UTC on 11975 kHz as well as on the internet at www.rri.ro, Channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.